I had no preconceived notions about Ginny because I'm a good person. And I don't judge books by their covers, okay?
Oh, good job, Dylan.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do remember you remarking at that point in time, I had like my hair was a little longer and I had like a rat tail. Do you remember? Like it was like, but it was on the side of my head. And
That's so gross.
I remember she was like, ew, this is really gross.
I give you promise and
this isn't for me. I'm gonna go back to the dorm and study.
May I? One. You standing here, I don't know if that's good for me. See you later, Pigeon.
Hello, how are you guys?
How
Good,
are
how
you?
are you?
I wish it was in London, not in Mexico City, but thank you for having me, first of all.
Yeah, I bet the weather is better where you are.
Probably, yes. I'm not gonna lie. Guys, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed this film. And you know, I feel like when you read a book like Beautiful Disaster, you kind of picture the characters the way you want to. And I'm curious whether or not you are capable to let go of whatever you picture and see yourselves as these people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the actor's job, you know, is trying to do that as best as possible. But, you know, I find the technique that I like to do the most is I would look online at fan understandings of the character, like how fans react and they write about the character. And they're usually pretty different and diverse in their own kind of viewpoint. And I find that like collecting all of those and compiling them is actually probably the most honest representation you can get of how to depict a character on screen. So that's my little trick.
And yours, Virginia?
I actually did the same. I didn't read the books because we're doing such a fresh interpretation of the books and really taking these books that were written a little while ago and bringing them into 2023. And we made a lot of changes and tonally, it feels a bit funnier than the book. And we just made quite a few changes. So I didn't want to get too tied to what the book was. I wanted to be able to feel free and to make my own choices and make Abby my own.
Pack your bags, Pigeon. You're coming home with me.
None of this.
Don't cross this line, okay? Wall of China.
Wow.
What's this?
It's not a pen, I'll tell you that.
You embody everything that is wrong with your gender.
We can at least be friends.
Abby, get out of the way!
But with no benefit.
Well, I didn't read the books, obviously, because I'm like 100 years old. But I was very surprised when I watched the film and I saw your characters and I had a preconception of what they were going to be. And then it was something entirely different. And I was gladly surprised. I'm curious if that happened to you when you guys met. Like, did you have any preconceptions about each other that were totally broken when you got to know each other?
Well... Where we begin with this. We met at a house party.
Halloween house party. And Dylan was dressed as like a squished grasshopper.
Oh, I was a squished grasshopper.
Something green and like sticky and
squishy. Yeah. I was a wood elf. I was dressed as a wood elf, an elf that lives in the trees.
Okay. It was giving grasshopper to me. It was giving crushed grasshopper.
You were upside down doing a keg stand.
I was.
So I don't, maybe that's why you think that.
Maybe upside down and drunk. It was giving squished grasshopper.
I could see that.
I'm totally invested in this conversation.
So judging off what he was wearing, I expected him to be a nerd, which he is.
Which I am, yeah. So
I think looking at him in that costume, I don't know if looking at you as you, I would assume you are the nerd that you are, but looking at you in that costume, I did have a sense.
I had no preconceived notions about Ginny because I'm a good person. And I don't judge books by their covers. Okay?
Oh, good job, Dylan.
Yeah. But I do remember you remarking at that point in time, I had like my hair was a little longer and I had like a rat tail. Do you remember? Like it was like, but it was on the side of my head.
That's so gross.
And I remember she was like, ew, this is really gross.
It was like a braided rat tail. It was not cute.
It was a Viking braid. All right. She doesn't understand anything about me.
Oh my God. Well, people in Mexico go to a certain place to get that here. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah. See? Oh, in that case, that's really cool. It just wasn't cool on Dylan.
It wasn't cool on me. It was just the one. That's why you didn't like
you're
it.
Not cool.
Had
don't
the
worry.
Right here.
It just made me feel. It just wasn't right on you.
Okay. Okay. My Viking braid, not right on me. I'll remember that.
It's a really cool thing. That's all I'm gonna say. And you know, I feel like what I loved about this film is that somehow it puts on the table this question that I don't think it will never end. About men and women being able to be friends. And for a brief moment, I do feel like they get to be friends. What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, we're definitely friends in real life and on screen, I think, at some point. The whole thing about them is I think that they do really like each other. They're just feeling complicated about the way they feel attracted to each other. I think that's part of the story, especially from Abby's perspective.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think, can men and women be friends is strangely a question that gets asked a lot. When certainly in my life, I've never once kind of pondered that. It's been quite clear to me. But for some reason in film and in life, this seems to be a question that comes up quite frequently for people.
Make yeah, I don't get why either, but I had to ask. Guys,
go make some platonic friends. Platonic friend.
If that is the question and you answered no, they cannot be friends, I think you need to go try to make some friends.
That would be horrible. Guys, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
There's so much about me he doesn't know.